Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Cook, and with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Just how common are black holes? This is a question often asked, and we're only just starting to come up with answers. A black hole is a region of space-time that has such a strong gravitational field that nothing, not even light, can escape it. Since light does not escape them, black holes appear completely dark, or in effect, don't appear at all, hence the name black holes. There's a famous image called the Hubble Deep Field, where the Hubble Space Telescope was pointed at a rather unprepossessing area of the skies, and the shutter was left open, so to speak. This represents 1/24 millionth of the whole sky, which is equivalent in angular size to a tennis ball at a distance of 100 metres. The image was assembled from 342 separate exposures taken with the Space Telescope's Wide Field and Planetary Camera 2 over 10 consecutive days in 1995. This image rocked the world, as what emerged were thousands and thousands of galaxies in different colours, sizes and orientations, and this deep field picture resembles nothing more than a load of licorice all sorts scattered on a black velvet cloth, and perhaps prompted the late Tony Ferrell, an astronomer at UCT, to respond to the question what lies beyond the observable universe with the answer licorice all sorts. Anyhow, this famous image was repeated in 2012 with the Hubble Extreme Deep Field, which is itself a portion of space in the centre of the Hubble Ultra Deep Field image. And these are images taken of tiny areas of space revealing thousands and thousands of galaxies. And this, amongst other techniques, allows us to calculate how many galaxies there may be in the universe. But back to the original question, how many black holes are there? Well, scientists took this stunning photo, which is the deepest X-ray image ever obtained, with over 7 million seconds of observing time over 80 days using the Chandra X-ray Observatory in space. And the concentration of these black holes in the central region of the photo is unprecedented, the equivalent of 5,000 supermassive black holes over an area the size of the full moon, or 1 billion if extended across the entire night sky, researchers have said. About 7 out of 10 of every object in this photo are supermassive black holes, which lie at the hearts of galaxies and contain 100,000 to 10 billion times the mass of the Sun. And so it's thought that there's a black hole at the centre of every galaxy, but actually there seems to be black holes here and there. The Chandra detects these black holes by spotting the X-ray radiation emitted by material spiralling towards the object's event horizons. These are the points beyond which nothing, not even light, can escape. It can be very difficult to detect black holes in the early universe because they're so far away and they only produce radiation if they're actively pulling in matter. But by staring long enough with Chandra, we can find and study large numbers of growing black holes, some of which appear not long after the Big Bang. Analyses of this Chandra X-ray image suggests that supermassive black holes grew in bursts rather than gradually in the first 1 billion to 2 billion years after the Big Bang. And these findings could help explain a cosmic mystery, which is how supermassive black holes came to populate the early universe despite not having much time to grow. It does seem that they are more common than previously thought. At one time it was thought that supermassive black holes could only be present at the core of galaxies, but in fact they've been detected in lonely regions of space. The largest ever discovered, with a mass equal to about 21 billion suns, was found in a crowded part of space called the Coma Cluster. And in April 2016, a supermassive black hole with a mass of 17 billion suns was found in a relatively sparse backwater of space. So just how many black holes are there? Stellar mass black holes form from the most massive stars when their lives end in supernova explosions, and the Milky Way galaxy contains some 100 billion stars. Roughly one out of every 1,000 stars that form is massive enough to become a black hole. Therefore, our galaxy must harbour some 100 million stellar mass black holes. Most of these are invisible to us, and only about a dozen have been identified. The nearest one is some 1,600 light years from Earth. What a good thing it's so far away. In the region of the universe visible from Earth, there are perhaps 100 billion galaxies. Each one has about 100 million stellar mass black holes, so that's an awful lot, and countless is perhaps a good answer to that question. If that's not spooky enough for you, there's going to be an open night on the 28th of January, and the speaker's Kate Story Fisher, and the title of the talk is Physics in the Dark, the Missing Matter and Energy in the Universe. That's at 8 o'clock on the 20th of January in the Observatory. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing it's clear skies.